This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Thank you for that spontaneous applause. This is the Monday Magazine's stage door slot with myself, Kevin Wilson, and... Graham.
Oh, good afternoon. Sorry, I thought you were going to introduce me. Come on, be professional.
Keep up. Yes, so, Graham, welcome.
Thank you.
I know you've got a comprehensive events listing, as from your comprehensive website, whatsonwhite.com.
Yeah.
But first, as always, we need a little bit of a chat about something that's been on my mind. I'm a bit anxious, actually. Robots taking over all our jobs. I don't know whether it's yours or mine. It could well be after today, but depending on how it goes. But how do you feel about it, Graham?
Well, it's really odd, isn't it? Because it's kind of like it's the way forward. But, of course, it's, you know, what jobs are we going to get them to do?
I don't know. Well, they're already talking about driverless lorries and driverless cars, aren't they? So I suppose in theory you could have a robot post person, couldn't you?
Well, they kind of do that already, didn't they? Because Amazon are using drones to deliver, their parcels.
Yeah.
And some of the apps you can get where you can order your food online are getting delivered by drones or these little tracked vehicles that go across the road or the pavement.
Because I saw somewhere, I think it was Cambridge, they piloted their first ever drone delivery. Somebody ordered a bag of popcorn and a memory stick, and it arrived 13 minutes later. This drone swooped into the back garden, and I don't know whether it just dropped the whole bag and it burst, but it just... And there's your popcorn, mate, and there's your memory stick, and then buzz off it goes.
What's the drone going to do when you're not in, though?
Yeah, it's not going to knock, is
it? Or your dog attacks it.
Well, it can't come if you're not in, because it's following your smartphone signal. The real problem might come if you make your order from one place and then you go for a drive and you've got
a drone hovering above the car.
Yeah, you're trying to shake it off. I didn't order it, I don't want that.
Or you're sitting in the dentist's chair and you've got your mouth wide open and drones outside tapping at the window with your delivery of toothbrushes.
Yeah, there's your Mars bar.
Your bag of popcorn, what's that?
Yeah, that's not good for your teeth, sir, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this could happen. But yeah, it's already happening, isn't it?
Well, it is, because...
And you were saying, I'm not letting you get a word in, and you were saying, you go to the shops now, some shops, and it's self-service checkout.
Yeah.
It's right, isn't it? And it's happening.
Yeah, because, I mean, I did it the other day. I went into a local branch of a store, and I thought, for quickness... because I saw the queue at the kiosk. For quickness, I'll just pick up... I was only going in for a few things and a paper. Mm. And I thought, I'll just go to the self-service checkouts. Now, I normally do it if I'm in a rush or a hurry or something like that. But I left the shop and I suddenly thought, blimey, I didn't speak to anybody. I didn't have to speak to anybody. You know, I found what I wanted. And I went over and I paid and I put my card in. And it's contactless now, so you swing your card by it. Yeah. Left the shop and I thought, I didn't even speak to anybody. How sad is that?
I know.
So I thought, next time I'm going to make a point of queuing up at the kiosk just to,
we'll all
so
be glad
say,
to queue
hello.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Thanks very much. And that sort of thing, you know, if robots become receptionists or delivery drivers and all that sort of postmen, we're gonna kind of miss all of that.
I know.
Aren't we? It's going to be like... I think robots as well, they take the fun out of stuff. All this automation, it takes the fun out of stuff.
Like what?
You know, there's libraries that are automated, so you can just kind of like go in and say, right, I want that book.
Yeah.
Right. But there's it's enjoyable actually, you know, pondering the shelves and picking a book out and reading the.
But you know what real life is like. You know, they'll bring in these fancy robot receptionists, won't they? And then there'll be some smart aleck, probably like you or me, who decides to have an argument, a 10-minute argument. just to try and trip the robot up.
Yeah.
So they'll actually end up being massive queues because everybody's going to try and outwit the robot.
That's where we'll get our fun from, isn't it? They'll take the fun out of everything else. So let's just wind the robot up by asking for stuff and we know it just can't deliver.
We'll have no choice.
Can you imagine if it did the radio show? Like there was a robot Kevin, a robot Graham.
Robot
it'd be,
Kevin.
It would sound like the old Smash adverts, wouldn't it? Thank you very much, Kevin. I now have something very interesting to say. I hear you still peel your own vegetables.
Yeah, actually, more people would get warming to the idea now. It would be an improvement, though, so. Yeah, the phones are red hot now, Greg. What have you done?
But see, I do think there would be a use if you just got them, if you just invented them to just do the really mundane jobs.
Like?
Picking the dog poo up from the garden. I mean, how horrible is that? Right. Who actually wants to do that job? Who does?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So get them to do that.
But it's
if
a bit
you just
of a,
bought it for that one thing.
Well, isn't that a bit of a waste of technology?
No. Well, you know.
Or you just have a robot to pick up dog
poo. Well, you could say, like, do you remember that Channel 4 programme, Synths? With, use them like that for like help around the home. So like, you know, if the sun's out in the morning and you think the weather's going to be fine, like, go and get the washing on the line and, you know, get the best of the day. And by the way, can you sort out the recycling and then pop it out in the bins
it's not going to work though, is it? It's not going to work. There's a little PC I just saw very quickly. Could drone guided robots replace refuse collections?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Does that sound feasible to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to put a Christmas box out at the end of it. Well, you could just put a can of oil or something like that.
That's true.
But screwdriver.
But, you know, there's always a downside, isn't there? Because if you just... You know what it's like? You put all your rubbish out and you think, oh, no, I've forgotten that one. Oh, no, there goes the drone with my bag. You're chasing after it down the road.
And it would be even worse because if it's not in the bin... You know, like sometimes, because the bin man will sometimes take stuff that's next to the bin if you've bagged it right.
I know.
Parceled it.
Yeah.
And I was watching a movie the other day. You know where our bins have kind of got those automated things on the back so they don't have to tip them over on the shoulders like the old days?
Yeah.
Well, this thing was like a big grab handle from the side and it just went along the road and just like, you know, the driver just stopped.
Yeah.
Pushed the button and it just went out, grabbed the bin, back on the, you know. And I was thinking, well, that's done away with.
Yeah. But people's jobs, that's the point.
That's right. I mean, that's done away with people's jobs. But
that's the worry. Particularly your job and mine on this radio station.
Yeah.
Now you've said that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We better get on with the events this thing, Graham. Do it as professionally as you can, because we want you back next week.
I will deliver it in my most unrobotic style.
Okay.
So we've got some we've got some films, some theatre, some live music and some of what's coming up later this month. So we'll start with films, and at the end of last week, Fences, Viceroy's House and Fist Fight came out on Isle-of-Wight cinemas. This week in the events we've got Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. This is a documentary and concept film that captures Bowie and his band, The Spiders from Mars, performing at London's Hammersmith Odeon on July the 3rd, 1973. In what is now an infamous concert that Bowie made a sudden announcement, shocking fans and media alike by stating, "It's the last show we'll ever do." And what he actually meant by that was he wasn't retiring from music, which is what everyone thought. He was just retiring the Ziggy Stardust persona. So that's at Cineworld tomorrow night, Tuesday the 7th. The Wonders, which is a gentle, bittersweet coming-of-age tale of the eldest child in a family of beekeepers living in stark isolation in the Suscan countryside. Their traditional way of life is disrupted by the arrival of a troubled teenage boy and a reality TV show intent on showcasing the family. And that's on at Ventnor Film Society on Tuesday the 7th and Wednesday the 8th. On Thursday, there's National Theatre Live Hedda Gabler. National Theatre bring a modern feel to their live event broadcast, which will be in Cineworld and Ventnor Arts Club. And on Saturday the 11th, Met Opera 2016-17 season continues with La Traviata, and that's at Cineworld. From the theatres, hold on. Did you hear that? That
no.
sound?
No. What's that, Graham?
It was like a voice. Oh, hold on. It's a message coming through. Derek Acora, Whispers from Heaven tour is in Shanklin this week. There you go.
That is spooky.
Yeah. It's on Wednesday the 8th, actually, if that interests you. Omid Jalali, Schmuck for a Night, on Thursday the 9th, also at Shanklin. And live music this week, you've got the Manfreds Making Tracks Tour coming on Friday. Again, Shanklin seems to be where it's happening this week. And finally, Phil Collins. No, there's more to come. It's not just that.
Oh,
no, that's
oh,
the name of the band.
You had me going there.
And finally, Phil Collins.
Got you.
Martin Simpson and Gilbert O'Sullivan are all gigging on Saturday night, and if you prefer your music a little more classical, then the Sacchini Quartet with Matthew Hunt are performing at Freshwater Memorial Hall on Saturday evening. Sunday the 12th brings some more music with Sunday morning recitals from Key Arts, and fans of rhythm and blues will be pleased to hear that Nine Below Zero are at Medina Theatre on Sunday evening. Other events include If There's a Mystery and Food is Your Thing, then there's a murder mystery dinner on Saturday evening at Yelf's, hosted by Mr. Murder Mystery UK. They know how to murder a good night out. Like I know how to murder the listings. And there's some more great stuff coming up this month, including more live events from Met Opera, Royal Opera House, Bolshoi Ballet, and Exhibition on Screen. Gary Delaney, Danny Baker, Cosmo Sheldrake, and a Death by Chocolate evening. Are we becoming obsessed with death as a fun activity?
Possibly, and chocolate.
And chocolate, yeah. So find all these and more on deathbywhatsonwhite.com. No, just whatsonwhite.com. See what I did there?
Yes. Oh, Graham, that was brilliant. No robot could have done that better than you.
No, they couldn't, could they?
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you very much.
No. And that was Graham Craig in his very last appearance.
Before he's replaced. A robot.
Yeah. So for all the news about events on the Isle of Wight, go to whatsonwhite.com.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start. www.vectisradio.com.